Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans all across that globe, baby. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorfon Sports Weekend Edition. And man, oh man, what a weekend we have. Week one of the NFL and college football with all the chaos and upsets. Are you kidding me? We've got it going on all over the place in the sports world. And baseball coming down the stretch run. So much to talk about, my friend Mike Wilson. How you doing this morning, brother? I am jacked up like crazy today, brother.
Hey, I am jacked up just as much. College football yesterday was a day of upsets, exciting offense, lots of points. And look, there's a lot of questions people have right now about Bama. But look, at the end of the day, Bama still won. Bama is still Bama, even though with all the penalties, but they are the best team in the league. But yesterday in college football was one of those days.
Yeah, I mean, so many upsets all across the board. Notre Dame goes down after, you know, putting up a decent fight against a Ohio State team that's supposed to be so spectacular. And then Ohio State seemed to kind of find themselves a little bit this week. And Alabama, you're right, man, they escaped. By Texas, the Longhorns, man. Interesting stuff. College football, NFL football. We got you covered. On the other side, our professor of sports, John Poulter. We'll talk baseball. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? We can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents or having to waste time showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your house to foreclosure. If you have equity in your home, we'll buy your home and give you cash within days. All in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call now before your situation gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just need anymore and get the cash you need today. Call this number now.
800-950-8218. 800-950-8218. 800-950-8218. That's 800-950-8218. Paid for by Want to Sell.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes. I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
Welcome back in, my people. It is the Dorf Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. And by the way, you can get at us a couple few different ways if you would like. Holler at us, 1-800-878-7529. It's week one of the NFL, man. Chaos in college football. Who the heck doesn't want to talk about all that stuff? Hit us up on Twitter for Mike Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it would be the real Dorf on Sports there. Speaking of real, let's hook up with the real John Poulter. Comes to us all the way from Toronto, Canada. We talk hockey at times. We talk baseball at times. And this is the time when we talk baseball. Good morning, my friend John Poulter. How are you?
I'm good, thanks, Andy. Good morning to you and also to Mike. Doing very well, thanks, and hope the two of you are as well.
All righty, so let's get down to the nitty-gritty here. And, you know, a week ago, I believe we were pretty close to exactly where we're at right now in the American League East, where the Yankees' lead that was once double digits is now dwindling down and at a handful of games. Let's be honest. We got it down to 5 if you're the Toronto Blue Jays and 4.5 if you're the Tampa Bay Rays. So things have gotten a lot more interesting. Again, we'll see if there's enough time for these teams to keep pressing the Yankees. But the Yankees have not been very good down the stretch. Aaron Judge has been okay because he's hitting home runs and that number. And speaking of home runs, don't want to forget this. Man, oh, man, Albert Pujols, 696 now. And I think he gets to like 704, something like that. So really cool for that guy. But continuing to go down the line here. The Guardians are on top there. The White Sox have now snuck into second. I think that that's something worth noting because Minnesota's been on top of that division pretty much all season, and now they're starting to falter and slide a little bit. Houston just really, really good in that division. We know that. And Seattle, not too bad, even though they're 11 games behind them. On the other side in the National League, the Mets still on top there, but it's really close, man. The Braves are putting up a great fight, and that thing's going to go down to the wire. We know it. St. Louis is on top of my Brewers, and it makes me depressed to talk about it, but it went from bad to worse at the deadline. It's been bad ever since then. So I don't think the Brewers are making the postseason. That's what I'm trying to say. Dodgers are just remarkable, so not much we can say about them other than they're probably going to the World Series unless something crazy happens, right? And then the Padres, now that Juan Soto is banged up a little bit, he got hit by that pitch. It hasn't gone well. Let's just be honest, man. It's been a disaster since he's gone to the Padres. So I'm really confused, John. I'll be honest with you. Where are you right now?
Well, pretty much the same, Andy. Dealing with that San Diego situation first, we kind of touched on it last week when we talked about winners and losers at the trade deadline. And no question that the San Diego Padres were all in with the deals that they made. And in a lot of respects, it's blown up in their faces. And I still think that, you know, apart from the Hader problem, and we kind of saw those numbers declining in Milwaukee the last 4 or 5 weeks before that trade, so maybe the Brewers saw something that the Padres didn't, and the Brewers maybe unloaded a potential problem, and I don't mean a problem in terms of the individual, I mean a problem in terms of the performance before it was their problem to deal with and make it somebody else's. I think from San Diego's standpoint, maybe the biggest thing that happened to them was that they were counting on those deals plus the return of Fernando Tatis to get them back into what was a one-sided situation with the Dodgers. They knew they would need all hands on deck every day of the week. And then, of course, on top of the Hader trade not working out the way that they wanted it to and Soto getting hurt, as you've alluded to, the fact that Tatis was suspended for the balance of the season for some personal problems basically sort of blew it for them. I mean, they were obviously thinking that Tatis was going to be like a deadline addition without giving up anything off their roster, and it has literally blown up in their face. I think they might scrape into the postseason, but they're clearly now looking at a wild card spot. There's no way they're going to catch the Dodgers with a 19-game lead with 3 weeks to go. That just isn't going to happen.
Good morning, John.
Morning, Mike.
Hope all is well up there in the northern part of the continent. But look, my question is simply this: Anthony Rizzo is going to be resuming baseball, they say, activities, right, in the next week, or he has. Are the Yankees' problems deeper than just not having Rizzo there? I mean, I realize Rizzo is like one part of the equation, but how much is he going to help if he can get back and he can come back? Or are the Yankees just kind of, is there something deeper, like I mentioned?
I think it's a little bit of both. I think he's going to help, Mike. I mean, clearly he's a top-class player. We saw that when he was in Chicago, and he certainly hasn't dropped off much since he went to New York. Left-handed hitters in Yankee Stadium with that short right field fence, we know how much damage they can do in a hurry, and he gives them a little bit of power on the other side of the plate to judge. So that gives them a pretty good 1-2 combination in terms of power. But I think the Yankees' problems go a lot deeper than the fact that Rizzo has not been in the lineup. We've talked about this before as well. Since the 31st of July, the Yankees are 15-22. Since the 30th of June, they're 28-35. So that great start they had when we were talking about them winning perhaps 123, 124 games and setting an all-time record, it's a good job they did have that start, because if they didn't have that start, the way they've played the last 60 days, they'd be in serious trouble. And even this month, they're only 5-4. So they're not really playing pennant-winning baseball right at the moment. We can look at these numbers as much as we like, and I looked at it this morning, and we've talked all season about a team's record above against other teams that were above 500, and in the postseason, you have to assume that everybody that makes the postseason is going to be a 500 team or better. There's only three teams in each league, the Yankees, the Cleveland Guardians, and the Astros, that are playing better than 500 baseball against other 500 teams, and it's only three in the National League, that being the Mets, the Brewers, and the Dodgers. So we may see the men separated from the boys pretty quickly here. I think the Yankees are living on that fabulous start they had. Is it going to be enough to hold off the Blue Jays and the Rays, both of whom are 8-2 in their last 10, whereas the Yankees are 5-5? It remains to be seen, and there's a lot of interdivisional play within the American League East between those three teams over the balance of the season. So they all have a chance to pretty much deal with their own destiny, quite frankly.
That's the voice of John Poulter, our professor of sports, breaking down Major League Baseball and the current situation. And I want to talk to you a little bit about that Central, American League Central Division, where the White Sox have definitely started to pick up their play. They're 8-2 in their last 10. They've won four straight. What's it going to take for them to just kind of get by these other two teams, the Guardians and the Minnesota Twins, and just put them in the dust?
Well, the Twins are a huge disappointment. You know, when we talked about the Twins hanging on to that lead early in the season, we kind of thought that, I specifically thought that they could probably do it based on the way that Cleveland and the other teams in that division, specifically the White Sox, were playing. I thought the White Sox were very much underperforming. It's interesting that the White Sox have played a lot better since Tony La Russa has been sick, and I don't know whether that's coincidence or whether that's a reason, but certainly they've been playing a lot better since La Russa has been sick. They're also starting to get back some of their injured players, which was obviously a reason for their underperforming. But I thought at the deadline the Twins did a pretty good job in terms of filling in the holes that they had in their roster and adding a couple of arms here and there and a couple of backups here and there. I really thought they'd done a pretty good job in shoring themselves up, and I thought that that was going to be enough for them to hold on to that division lead. But all of a sudden they're now a 500 team, and they're three and a half games out, and they're 2-8 in their last 10, and the White Sox are 8-2 in their last 10, as you've mentioned. So all of a sudden now the White Sox are the team that are giving the Guardians a little bit of trouble and a little bit of pressure. I think that's going to be an interesting race. It's not a race that I saw coming. It's a race that we sort of thought might happen at the start of the season, but the way the two teams started, you got the impression they'd be fighting for third and fourth, not first and second.
No, great points. And I just think it'll be interesting to see how the winner of that division does in general when you think about it, because they're only a few games over 500. You talked about that 500 number. So we'll see how battle-tested they are and if it pays off for them in the postseason. We got to take a break. We'll come back with our professor of sports, John Poulter. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. We'll be right back. Keep it close.
Here's a great way to save money on your prescription medications. If you take Viagra or Cialis, we can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men and women to improve their sexual performance. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get nearly 100. There's no need to pay expensive prices for Viagra or Cialis. Call now with your prescription and pay as little as $2 a pill. We offer 24/7 service and always free delivery in confidential packaging. Change your life for the better and have fun. Call Pharmacy Shop 24/7 to get generic versions of Viagra or Cialis for as little as $2 a pill, plus free discreet shipping.
800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. That's 800-709-4409.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back into the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I would be Andy hanging out with me. Tag team partner in crime. His name is Mike Wilson. We're hooked up with, or linked up with, I should say, our professor of sports, John Poulter. Comes to us all the way from Toronto, Canada. We obviously talk hockey with him at the time to talk hockey, which probably for John could be any time of the year, but for us it's during hockey season. And we also talk to him about Major League Baseball, which is happening right now, in case you've been living under a rock somewhere for the past 5-6 months, something like that. Anyways, I got to get this out here, man. We got to talk about this Albert Pujols guy and the 696. And the reason I'm thinking about it is because, you know, I just got done, well, not completely, but later on I'll finish up watching the U.S. Open and seeing Ruud and Alcaraz play in the final of the men's, which it's been spectacular stuff, but made me think about, you know, Serena and her at her age, what she was able to accomplish. And then obviously she kind of fell down and, you know, just the younger generation is here. It's ready. It's come. Albert Pujols, man. Like he's unbelievable. Like let's be honest, right? What he's doing is amazing. It's like they put him on the shelf there in Los Angeles when he was playing for the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim, which was crazy to think about that when that was going on, right? Put him on the shelf for a while, and then all of a sudden you bring him back, and you bring him back to St. Louis to his spot, right? And all of a sudden he's become a key part of what they're doing, John. I mean, it's fascinating, isn't it?
Story, you know, especially in St. Louis, which is a baseball town. You know, you've heard me talk many times about each city being a specific one sport city, with a couple of exceptions, sort of like LA and New York and Chicago, maybe, and maybe even Philadelphia. But for the most part, I think that major league sports cities are one sport cities. And when I say that, I mean that there's one team in most cities that even if they went zero and whatever, they would still draw fans, and the Cardinals are one of those teams. If the Cardinals went 40 and 120, people would still go to Busch Stadium to see the St. Louis Cardinals. Pujols is an unbelievable story. To your point, he was cut loose by the Angels early in the season last year, went over to the Dodgers, adapted to a much different role, part-time player, pinch hitter, contributed to the Dodgers winning their division, became a free agent, wanted to play one more year with the invent of the designated hitter in the National League this year. There was a natural fit for him to go back to St. Louis, close out his career there. It was a wonderful story, and I think we all thought of it as being a wonderful story in the fact that a legend could finish out his career in what is, quote, his hometown. But I think his performance has far exceeded any expectations any of us would have had. He has been anything but a passenger. He's been a huge contributor, especially since the All-Star game. As you mentioned, he tied Rodriguez last night with that home run that tied the game at 3-3 against the Pittsburgh Pirates. Then they went on to win the game in the ninth inning. And he's been hitting home runs, and, you know, 700 is still a very, very good possibility. And I think at the start of the year, I thought it was a possibility, but a distant possibility. But these home runs have not been cheapies. They've all been major league blasts. There's been nothing that's just kind of looped over the fence or gone off an outfielder's glove over the fence. They've all been big-time fly balls, blasts, home runs, line drives, whatever you want to call them. I haven't seen a cheapie yet, and that tells me that if a guy that's 42 can still hit like that, maybe he should think about not retiring and coming back for another year.
I hear you, man. It's crazy. Just since you just said that, before you jump in, Mike, I just want to say this. You know, we're talking about Albert Pujols and how he's hitting the home runs, and I just got to give a little bit of a boost to my Milwaukee Brewers, because if I'm not mistaken, Christian Yelich hit the longest home run of the season at 499 feet just the other day, and we've been questioning what's going on with Christian Yelich a little bit, so maybe, just maybe, that's a sign of things to come for him down the road. But Albert Pujols has been remarkable. Go ahead, Mike. Sorry.
No, look, my question is simply this, John. When we talk about the National League West, you know, you talk about the Dodgers, they're running away with it. They're up by 19, 20 games, something just insane. But then you look down, and who else is in that division is San Francisco. San Francisco at this time last year was rolling into a season that had 107 wins. What the heck has gone wrong in San Fran?
I'm not so certain it's anything that's gone wrong this year, Mike. I think it was what went right last year. I think last year when they and the Dodgers both had 106, 107 wins, the Dodgers number did not surprise us. I think the San Francisco Giants number did surprise us. I don't think any of us in spring training 2021 would have looked at the San Francisco Giants and saw a 107-win season. I think a lot of things went right for them. A lot of good players had career years. A lot of good players had better-than-average years. They've obviously been hurt this year by the fact that Brandon Belt has not played up to his normal form, primarily because of injury, and he's gone for the season. There's even talk that he may not play again, period. I think it's more a question of what went right for the Giants last year than what's gone wrong this year. And when you look at the fact that the Dodgers are such a good team, and the San Diego Padres are a pretty good team as well, when you think that San Francisco, Arizona, and Colorado are playing 19 games against the Dodgers and 19 games against the San Diego Padres, both of which are pretty good teams, head and shoulders above the other three, I think it's understandable why those other three teams would be so far back. But I think the Giants have been a huge disappointment. I don't know where you put your finger on it, but you know, I still think it's more what went right last year than what went wrong this year. I think probably from a realistic standpoint, that's a baseball team that's probably about halfway between last year's result and this year's result. I don't think we could say that they were as good as they were last year or as bad as they are this year. I think it's just one of those years. We'll see what happens next.
That's the voice of John Poulter, a professor of sports, breaking down Major League Baseball. Okay, John, since we're kind of talking about bad, good, ugly, whatever, when the hell are they going to just absolutely blow it up for the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim? I mean, it's disappointment after disappointment after disappointment. So when the hell are they just going to say, you know what, we've got Mike Trout, we're just wasting this guy away, and we need to figure out how to put a better product out there. Like, when the hell does that happen? Here's the reason it bothers me so much. I'm going to tell you guys, and I don't know if I've ever shared this with you. When I played baseball as a young kid, I was on the Los Angeles Angels. So that's the only love that I have for the Angels is the fact that I played for the Los Angeles Angels when I was a kid. And you know what? This is embarrassing because we were the best when I was the Los Angeles Angels. So this is embarrassing. Sorry, but take me back
to
my
I think they should have blown this up a number of years ago. And
yeah,
you know, I think we've shared this discussion before as well. There's two issues. The Angels have been free spenders. They've gone out and they've signed a lot of players to big contracts, many of whom were well past their best before date when the Angels signed them. But I don't know how recent this, how this stat would stack up today, but I do remember reading a couple of years ago, I believe it was the 2020 season, that somebody had analyzed the Angels in depth, and they said it had been 10 years since the Angels drafted and developed a pitcher. That tells me something about their drafting and development when they can't find one pitcher in 10 years that is good enough to be a mainstay on their staff. that means that they're either taking everybody else's rejects or they're having to overpay or overpay in dollars and or in players to acquire those guys. I think they've made some terrible trades. I think that, to your point, they're wasting Mike Trout. I've read articles where he may be being looked at by the Cardinals because the Cardinals have a farm system that could fill up the spaces in the Angels' poor farm system, which is another issue. The Angels have had a bad farm system for a number of years, one of the bottom five in Major League Baseball for several years now. There's also talk that Mike Trout would like to go to the Phillies and play with Bryce Harper. That would be rather interesting. I think they made a huge, huge mistake by not trading Ohtani at the deadline, because here's a guy that's a free agent at the end of the 2023 season. I doubt very much whether he will re-sign with the Angels, so they're probably going to let him walk away. They should have traded him trade deadline 2022, when a team that was going to, same situation as Soto, a team picking him up would have in the 2022 would have him for an extra run at the postseason. They try to trade him next year, they're trading him for a lesser value because he's only got one run at the postseason before he becomes a free agent. I think it's been poor management all around on the Angels. They've also had some other issues off the field which have not helped them. But at the end of the day, it's just been a disaster.
I agree. John, great stuff as always, my friend. We'll catch up next week.
Yeah, my pleasure as always, guys. Take care. We'll chat next week.
John Poulter, our professor of sports, comes to us all the way from Toronto, Canada. So quite naturally, when hockey's around, we talk hockey. But the guy's a wealth of knowledge about baseball, too. So hockey and baseball all the time from our professor of sports, John Poulter. We're going to take a break, and then it's football, football, football like crazy, baby. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back.
Hey, Pack Rat. Yeah, you. Are you moving cross-country and you just don't know who to call? Call us right now. Listen, you've probably seen one of our containers in your neighborhood. But did you know that we can help you move anywhere in the United States? It's real simple. We'll drop a container off at the location you tell us to bring it to. You pack up your valuable possessions at your leisure. They stay safe right in your home. And when you're ready, call us. We'll come and pick up the container and give you a scheduled date of when your furniture and the other possessions will be at your new home. So if you're moving across country or across town, be a pack rat. Join the pack rat family. Call Pack Rat right now for your free quote. See y'all later, pack rats.
Call 800-569-7208. 800-569-7208. 800-569-7208. That's 800-569-7208.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
If you served in the Marine Corps, by now you know about the contaminated water problem at Camp Lejeune. If you were stationed or worked at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1987, you probably have a lot of questions. We have some answers. You could be entitled to compensation. Billions of dollars are being allocated to pay for damages to anyone stationed at Camp Lejeune during that time. Unfortunately, it appears that officials may have known the contaminated water problem existed and did little to protect their men. The Semper Fi Code was not honored. If you or someone in your family has developed a serious illness, including various forms of cancer, call this Camp Lejeune legal support line right now. You can't turn back the clock and change what happened, but you can certainly call right now and learn your rights as a Marine. Here's the number.
800-725-1651.
800-725-1651. That's 800-725-1651. Paid for by Legal Alert Line.
All righty, people. Welcome back into the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I would be Andy. Hanging out with me, my tag team partner in crime. His name is Mike Wilson. You can get asked a couple few different ways. You can always call us 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on the Twitter for Mike Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it would be the real Dorf on Sports there. Speaking of Dorf on Sports, Facebook, couple of good posts that my partner, Mike Wilson, threw out there for you people to dive into if you'd like to. I'm just going to kind of tease this stuff out there because I do want to talk college football first, but week one of the NFL is here, people. And if you're not excited, there's something wrong with you. That's all I'm going to say. But we got some power ranking stuff out there. And, you know, maybe after the first week, you can take the Rams and get rid of them. They're probably off of the list a little bit. But we do have an interesting one about who you start, bench, and cut with Dak, Joe Burrow, and Justin Herbert. And I think two of the three make a lot of sense, and then you just got to get rid of one of these guys. But anyways, that's what's going on the Facebook page. So get after it. It's Dorf on Sports there, and there'll be plenty of stuff there throughout the season because – as the season goes, we pick it up. We start putting things out there for you people to get after. And we've lost a little bit of our following there, but starting to pick you people back up. Tell people about the Dorf on Sports fan page on Facebook, because quite frankly, it's interactive as all hell. We put good stuff out there. We get you excited about your team. We get you hating on other people's teams. It's a whole heck of a lot of fun. That's all I'm going to say. Speaking of fun, this is your world, brother. College football. Okay, I can tell you what, man, and I hate to be this guy, but truth be told, man, it always takes me a couple few weeks. I was talking to somebody yesterday. I don't remember exactly who, but I was telling him, like, look, man, I'm going to the gym. I've been on the tennis courts. I'm not really thinking that much about college football right now. Although, I will tell you, I did pay attention. I saw all kinds of upsets happening and things along those lines. You almost saw Bama go down. They slither by 20-19 with that late field goal. A lot of interesting calls were made in that game. Like, I don't want to say that it was fixed. I don't want to say that the refs had some money on the game. I don't know what the hell was going on, Mike, but I was aware that there were some interesting calls being made in that game. Georgia, they look pretty solid, right? They don't put up a lot of points, but they don't give up any points. 33-0 is 33-0, right? Ohio State, you're playing Arkansas State. I think this is a better look, but I'm not overly impressed with Ohio State. I'm sorry. Michigan, one quarterback, two quarterbacks. I don't know what the hell John Harbaugh is going to do, but he's going to figure out a way to keep that team in contention and keep people talking about them. Clemson, Furman, in-state rival, if I'm not mistaken there, and I don't know how much of a rival it is, but Appalachian State, man, they're the giant slayers, man, right? Like Texas A&M, just the latest victim to fall to Appalachian State over the years. Oklahoma gets it done. Marshall, that's the one I was talking about earlier. Notre Dame. They took out Notre Dame, who actually looked okay against Ohio State the first week, right? They were supposed to be so good. BYU-Baylor. I actually did watch a little bit of that game until Katie told me to turn the game off because it was like, she's like, they're not really playing at this time. I said, yeah, they actually are playing at this time, babe. That game is really happening. But Baylor, they go down, and people are really high on Baylor, so I'm interested on your thoughts on that. USC, Stanford, it was, Pac-12 after dark, baby. Oklahoma State takes care of A-State, not too shocked and surprised about that. Kentucky, Florida, that had Upset City written all over it, right? And Kentucky does wind up going into Florida there and taking that one. Utah, baby, the Utes, you think they were a little upset about losing week before 73-7 over Southern Utah. And yeah, you better do that to Southern Utah. Michigan State taking care of Akron. I'm just kidding. Akron, okay. And then Miami. They got off a little bit slow, but they got it going, and they win. I'll be interested to see what the U can do all year. Arkansas beats South Carolina. Tennessee-Pittsburgh, I watched that game too, actually. But again, I'm not that into college football right now. But there were a couple that did catch my eye. And what caught my eye about this Pittsburgh game is, holy hell, like, you and I could have been their quarterback for that game on Saturday, Mike. Like, they were down to their third dude, this pity guy, and he actually was playing on, like, one leg. It was actually really cool to watch that game. And quite frankly, I think if Pittsburgh is healthier, they wind up winning that game. So, interesting. And it'll be interesting to see how that affects things moving along. But a really nice road win for Tennessee. And kind of good to see Tennessee a little bit back on the map, to be honest with you. Washington State taking my Badgers, bro. The Badgers stink. What the hell are they doing with this Mertz kid? He's awful, dude. We talked about this guy last year, didn't we? We were like, how in the hell is this guy playing? And they go back to him. The dude's terrible. Wazoo isn't good either, but Wisconsin was even worse. NC State, I missed that one, but they crushed Charleston State and Charleston Southern. Not much to talk about there. Ole Miss all over Central Arkansas. Wake Forest, they always are under the radar a little bit, man. Like, they're always in the top 25, and they're under the radar all the time. Wake Forest is a decent football team, man. It's crazy. Texas Tech Houston, that might have been the game of the day, Mike. I don't know, but 33-30 is the final there. Texas Tech gets it done, and Houston had some fireworks the first week, and second week, boom. It's interesting. College football's here, bro, so maybe I ought to get excited about it. I don't know.
There is plenty to get gigged up about unless you're at Texas A&M this morning. I'm going to go off on Texas A&M a little bit only because they get a lot of respect from, I don't know who, I mean, obviously the writers and some of the media. Texas A&M is coming, man. Baby, they're coming. Look out for Giggum. They're going to be something special. And then they pull something off like yesterday. It's like, Texas A&M, just talk to me when you simply win a division title, please. Okay, let's not get ahead of the curve here. You're not Clemson. You're not Bama. Okay, you're not Georgia or anything like that. You're Texas A&M. And then, you know, Texas yesterday, look, UT, they had the major upset within their sights. And there were some calls, like you said, Andy, that I looked at and I'm like, really? They're going to call that? There was a couple of roughing the passers, and there was a roughing the passer one in the end zone that I'm like, that's not roughing the passer. That is getting to the quarterback and sacking the quarterback.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there just going, they're trying to protect this guy. And like you said, I'm not going to sit here and go, oh, the game is fixed. I'm not one of those people at all. But it just makes you scratch your head as to what some of these side judges, referees, umpires, back judges are seeing to make some of these calls. And some of these are in crucial situations. And the last thing you want is the ref, you know, coming in and deciding a game for sure. So Bama escapes. Bama will still be number one, I think, because they won. And, you know, people are like, well, Georgia, Ohio State, they won big. But look at who Georgia and Ohio State were playing yesterday. They should have won big as well. And look, I'm happy that Alabama just went on the road and played somebody in their stadium and not some kickoff classic where it's kind of a quote-unquote neutral site. So, you know, winning a close game like this for Bama and those players may pay off down the line dealing with pressure. Oklahoma, yeah, they look good. Notre Dame, I don't think Touchdown Jesus is crying this morning, I think. Losing at home to Marshall, that was interesting. USC, I watched USC Stanford quite a bit of that game. USC looked good. Now, their defense had some things to clean up, particularly on that back end of the defense. But that offense with Caleb Williams and Addison at the wide receiver and the running backs and all these guys that they got off the transfer portal, look out. I know, you know, a lot of people want USC to be good because it makes the West Coast relevant and all that. But Lincoln Riley has talent there. And I'm not saying they're winning the national championship this year or anything like that, but they're going to be a fun watch with all that offense. And I think the defense is going to come along. Yeah, the Tennessee-Pittsburgh game, I watched that game too, Dorf, and I'm sitting there going, wow, we're down to a one-legged number three quarterback, and Pittsburgh is in overtime. You know, they were making plays, and I thought they had a definite shot to pull it off, obviously, being in overtime. But Tennessee made the plays when they had to and comes out victorious. Wake Forest, like you said, they're always kind of under the radar. They're going to be an interesting team to watch down the stretch this season. But for me, Andy, the team that I think is going to be an interesting team to keep an eye on is Miami. Mario Cristobal leaves Oregon, goes back to his alma mater, goes back to where he kind of grew up in South Beach. The guy can coach. The guy can recruit, man. And he's going to – I think he's the guy that's going to bring the U back. So we'll see what happens. But I'm keeping my eye on Miami. And we can never forget about those pesky Oregon State Beavers. They went at the buzzer last night against Fresno State on the road, 35-32. I'm going to pump my Beavs a little bit. They're 2-0. They're feeling themselves a little bit. It's fun to see your program or the school you went to do well, and let's hope they can keep it going.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, bro, we know there are going to be upsets, right? Like, it's why they play right. The football game in general. However, with that being said, how do you recover from losing to Appalachian State, right? Like, I'm just curious. Right. How do you recover from that? Like, the expectations were extremely high, right? Don't you agree? They were extremely high for A&M with all the chatter and the talk with the off-season stuff, right? And then you go out and you lay an egg. I mean, I don't know about
that.
This is at home, right? Like, so what does this mean? Like, how do they recover?
Well, you wonder how this plays on their psyche. I mean, look, you and I both know sports. You know, whether it's an individual sport or a team sport, if the team's psyche or an individual psyche is damaged and they suffer an embarrassing loss or a close loss, that can have repercussions for the whole season, because when you get in those tight situations, do you have the confidence, do you have the fortitude to make it through and make the play, you know, and convert the first down and move the chains? Yeah, you just wonder what's going to go on at you know, down at Texas A&M and what the fans are going to be put through this year, and even what the players and the coaches. I mean, this isn't an embarrassing loss. Nobody saw this coming but Appalachian State.
Yeah, pretty crazy stuff, man. College football is here, as we all know, and Upset Central has happened. We got to take a pause for the cause. We'll come back and we'll put a wrap on this hour here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. We'll be right back, y'all. Keep it close.
No offense, but are you a little fat when you look in the mirror? How would you like to learn the secrets to lose 3 to 5 pounds a week easily without joining the gym or going through any crazy diets? It's called Body Sculpt by MedDiet. For the last 2 decades, we've been helping people just like you that have pounds they want to shed. We've helped millions of people lose thousands and thousands of pounds over the years. And now it's your turn. Learn the secrets of how to lose weight with one simple phone call. You'll see an amazing difference in a matter of days. Don't believe us? We'll offer you a money-back guarantee. If you're ready to start losing weight right now, call right now to learn more about your risk-free order to Body Sculpt.
Call for your risk-free offer. 800-738-5332. 800-738-5332. 800-738-5332. That's 800-738-5332.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-514-0521. 800-514-0521. That's 800-514-0521.
All right, everybody, back in for the final time this hour here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I'm Andy Dorf. He's Mike Wilson. You can get at us a couple few different ways if you'd like. You can always call us 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on the Twitter for Mike Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it would be the real Dorf on Sports there. And speaking of real, brother, I got to make it real right now with you, man. The U.S. Open is coming to a close. We have the men's final coming up here later on today, and the women yesterday, and Swiatek, just unbelievable what she was able to accomplish throughout the tournament. So kudos to her. And Francis Tiafoe, man, I just got to put it out there, bro. It was so fun watching this kid battle and give it everything he possibly had to do his best at the U.S. Open, basically in his backyard. Just such a cool story, such a cool situation. And obviously, it comes up a little bit short to Alcaraz, who will be in the final. And I expect just an amazing final with he and Ruud. It should be incredible. And I think what I'm going to take away from this U.S. Open, Mike, and there's a few things, but one of them is that maybe, just maybe, the next generation is ready and that they have arrived. So maybe we should get kind of comfortable and used to hearing names like Alcaraz and Ruud and Tiafoe. And it's good. Like, Rafa, Fed, and Novak, they're not going to be around forever. So ultimately, the next group has to come in. And that's kind of what I've seen. Thoughts on that, Mike?
No,
go ahead, real quick.
Enjoyed watching the Open.
Yeah, it was great.
I mean, it's, yeah.
It was great. We got to go, man. Hour one in the books. Number two coming up, baby. All about the NFL here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. We'll be right back, baby.
USA Radio News.
President Joe Biden said he'll be going to the funeral of Queen Elizabeth II.
You're going to the Queen's funeral, sir?
Yes. I don't know what the details are yet, but I will be going.
Buckingham Palace has announced that the late monarch will be honored with a state funeral on Monday, September 19th. The Queen died Thursday at the age of 96 after 70 years on the throne. Kentucky is receiving up to 300 donated travel trailers from Louisiana. This comes more than 6 weeks after a deadly flooding in eastern Kentucky displaced hundreds. The historic flooding caused at least 39 deaths in the state. Representative Karen Bass was robbed.
California Congresswoman Karen Bass says her home was broken into Friday night. She says in a statement that no electronics, cash, or valuables were taken, but the burglars appear to have made off with two firearms, which were, quote, safely and securely stored. The Democrat, who is also running for mayor of Los Angeles, calls the episode unnerving, adding that far too many Angelenos have faced the same situation. So far, more than 9,800 burglaries have been reported to the LAPD, a 15% rise from the same period last year. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
The U.S. Supreme Court will allow the public to hear arguments in person for the first time in about 2.5 years following a closure due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Justice Chief John Roberts has confirmed the court's 9 justices, all of whom have been vaccinated against COVID-19, will begin hearing a new round of cases when the court's next term kicks off on October 3rd. This is USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-568-2790. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-568-2790. 800-568-2790.
Vice President Kamala Harris stated the, quote, stakes could not be higher as both parties try to take control of Congress. Speaking at the Democratic National Committee's summer meeting in Maryland, Harris echoed President Joe Biden's recent attacks on MAGA Republican leaders, who he says are a threat to the nation.
Two more seats. Our President Joe Biden, he's been clear. He's kind of done with those archaic cynic rules that are standing in the way of those two issues. He's made that clear.
The vice president also criticized the fallout from the Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade as one example of such leaders attempting to, quote, take away freedoms. A magnitude 7.6 earthquake struck Papua New Guinea on Sunday, the U.S. Geological Survey stated. There have been no reports of deaths as of yet. Kentucky has issued an advisory for people to consider limiting how much fish they eat from lakes and rivers in Kentucky because of contamination by chemicals linked to cancer and other health problems. The state has had advisories for some time on limiting fish consumption because of mercury and other items. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Improve fuel mileage with Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner at O'Reilly Auto Parts. A clean fuel system can increase your vehicle's performance and gas mileage. Get Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner starting at $9.99 and earn 10 times O Rewards points on your purchase. Get the most out of every gallon. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts or shop O'ReillyAuto.com today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
Dietary supplements products discussed on this program are intended to contribute to the daily diet and overall health.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, and maybe even good evening, people. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I would be Andy hanging out with me, my tag team partner in crime. His name is Mike Wilson. You can get at us a couple few different ways if you'd like. Holler at us, 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter for Mike, Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it would be the real Dorf on Sports there. And speaking of real, we got some real week one NFL, baby, to talk about all hour long here on the program. If you don't know, if you're not aware, if you're not used to how we do things here, hour number two, all season long, while the NFL football season is going, all we talk is pigskin, baby. All we talk is NFL football, baby. And believe me, so many storylines, Mike Wilson. How ready are you, pal? How ready are you, man?
Here the hell we go. Week one. Let's do it, Dorf.
Yeah, man. Week one is here, and Thursday night, got it all started out with the Rams taking that shellacking from the Bills, who everybody is all over the Bills, and rightfully so, man. They could be that good. Keep it close. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. Keep it close, baby. We'll be right back.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? We can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents or having to waste time showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your house to foreclosure. If you have equity in your home, we'll buy your home and give you cash within days. All in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call now before your situation gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just need anymore and get the cash you need today. Call this number now.
800-950-8218. 800-950-8218. 800-950-8218. That's 800-950-8218. Paid for by Want to Sell.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes. I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
The Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you, and you can get at us, by the way, 1-800-878-7529. If I'm not mistaken, I think we got a long-time listener, long-time caller on the line right now, none other than M-I-S-M, which means Mitch in Santa Monica. For those of you that don't know, MISM, welcome back to the show, brothers. It feels like it's been like a year. It feels like the last time we talked to you, it was last football season, bro. How you doing?
My brothers from a different mothers, I always call you the Sunday, the other Super Sunday, the opening Sunday of the NFL season. I mean, this is the other national holiday that's not recognized. I mean, my goodness gracious. You know, with MJ calling out to you and talking about his beaver and MJ, you know, I'm telling you, man, this is a great day. This is a great day. I am so excited. I think we talked in probably NCAA basketball before I went to the basement. But I'm back. I'm ready for the NFL season, and I am so stoked and wanted to wish you guys a happy NFL season Sunday.
Yeah, man. So,
nice to talk to you guys.
Hey, question for you. Predictions, right? We all have them. We all love to hear them. And at the end of the day, right now, the hot take from everybody
is the Buffalo Bills. They went into where you live, Los Angeles, is somewhere around where you live. Let's just put it that way, right? You live in Santa Monica because you're MISM, so Mitch in Santa Monica. But you're close enough, bro. You get my point. Okay, here's the deal, though. They go in, they take care of business, and they absolutely whoop up on the Rams week one. And then you got Sean McVay coming out, and we're going to stay together and all this stuff and his nonsense that he's saying. And at the end of the day, dude, I think the Rams have a lot of work to do, and the Super Bowl hangover stuff is real. Are you all over the Bills? Where's your head?
I am loving Josh Allen and the Bills, and what you probably saw if you watched the game, or if you could hear it here from Santa Monica down at SoFi, just down the 405, is that place was rocking, and it wasn't rocking with Los Angeles fans. It was rocking with Buffalo Bills fans. Now, granted, Bills fans travel fantastic, just like Packer fans travel fantastic. But my goodness gracious, if you're the reigning Super Bowl champion, you got to have your fan base there. Come on, man. I mean, what is that? That's such a disgrace. I mean, it's one thing if you're the Chargers, but the Rams? Give me a break.
You know what, bro? I'll tell you what it is, and I hate to rip on your state there, but it's that L.A. attitude, bro. I'm sorry, man. All those people that all think they're better than the rest of the world, you just got your ass handed to you by Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills, who are ready to explode, in my humble opinion, this season. That defense is absolutely off the charts, and they were missing dudes. The offense is going to be spectacular. They don't really have a running game, but they got Josh Allen, so therefore they have a running game. I mean, at the end of the day, bro, I think when you look at who they have, their personnel, and it's always like, to me, check the personnel, people. They got the best of the best. That offensive line is hella good. That defensive line is hella good. That back end is young. They threw out a bunch of young dudes that absolutely took care of business. The only guy that Matt Stafford was looking for, it kind of reminded me of something here. And Mitch, I hope I don't make it too, get you too angry about this, because I know you're a huge Green Bay Packer fan, but it made me think about Aaron Rodgers and all the years that all he did was look at Devontae Adams, because that's what Matty Stafford looked like when all he was doing was going to Cooper Kupp all night long, bro. Come on, man. You got to be better than that, like you're saying, at your home stadium, week one out of the gates. You're the damn Super Bowl champs. What the hell happened to you?
Dude, why are you, first of all, I'm getting a little bit insulted here after the years. MJ, you got to help me out here. Just setting me straight. You know that I am not a Lambs fan. You know that. Now, come on now. You're trying to make Mitch in Santa Monica a Lambs fan? Please. You know where my that Mitch bleeds green and gold. You know that Max from Berkeley and now Max from Culver City, he's a Packer fan. And you know Sadie from wherever she's from, she's a Packer fan. And you know there's someone who, by the way, I'm going to have a little special guest prediction at the end of this call for you. You know where her heart lies, too. So please, don't wrap me up with that Lambs garbage. You know, this is just L.A. L.A. is a melting pot of NFL because we didn't have a team here for over 20 years. So you don't have we lost a complete generation. And besides, you know, with the seat prices and the seating, I got actually a backstage tour of SoFi. That complex is insane. It's an unbelievable place to go visit, let alone see a game. There's actually too much distracting there. It's like, you know, go to Lambeau Field, just go in the turnstiles and get down and get ugly and, you know, go to a football game. That place is like, it's Hollywood, you know, which is great. But you're absolutely right. So one thing about the Bills, though, and Josh Allen, they haven't won it yet. Aaron Rodgers has won it. He won it in 2011. He's been through a number of NFC championship games. And you know what? As I've told you this before, and I've told you this again, and MJ, you got to help me out here, because Andy just doesn't listen to me. Football is not just offense, defense, and special teams, as we've seen. There's a fourth element to it, and it's why this ball is not round and moves in a very circular, methodical, predictable way. It is a football. It is oblong. There is a bunch of luck the way that thing bounces. And for the Packers, they have not been on the right end of a lot of they've had a lot of bad bounces. So let's see what happens. Do the Packers have the talent? Yes. Do the Bills have the talent? Obviously. do the Rams have the talent? Well, they had it last year, but guess what? They had some good bounces go their way, and that's why they won. You know, Tom Brady, talk about Mr. Luck. He's got tremendous talent. But how many rings does he win without Adam Vinatieri? I mean, come on now. Think about it. You know, this game, it's why it's the greatest game. It's why we love it so much, is because it is so unpredictable. When you think you know what's going to happen, it doesn't. Right? I mean, you were just talking last hour, and I know we're supposed to talk about NFL, but you just, you know, college. I mean, you know, you have no idea what's going to happen with those, with major upsets. This year, I think with the NFL, you're going to see a lot of the same things. There's a lot of new blood, a lot of questions. Is Tom Brady and the Bucs, are they going to make it back again? You know, is Aaron Rodgers, with his new haircut, who he looks like, he's ready for battle now, are they going to be back in the mix again? Or are the Bills going to continue on the trajectory that everyone is predicting and finally, you know, become a major player and win a championship?
Let me ask both of you guys a couple questions, okay? A lot of questions, like you said. So many more questions than answers, obviously, at this point. Week one, it's all about what ifs and hypotheticals and just predicting things. So with that being said, let's shift gears a little bit and let's talk about that other team there in California, and that's the team in San Francisco in the Bay Area, and they got this new kid that they're trusting in big time, Trey Lance, who, by the way, is going to play against Justin Fields. Both those guys young, but the weather's absolutely terrible there at Soldier Field. Rainy, tough conditions. No Kittle for San Francisco, as far as I know. He's out today. What's your expectation? Let's start with Mitch in Santa Monica. What's your expectation for the 49ers? What's your expectation for Trey Lance?
Personally, I honestly think that they made a bad decision with and not going with Jimmy G. I think Jimmy
ding,
G
ding,
was the
ding,
man.
Ding, 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 ding. I love it, man.
That's
You're
it?
On the same page as Dwarf, man. Good job. Good job. Okay.
No. You're Andy, you're on my page today. This is my time. You're on my page. MJ, would you please set him straight?
Well,
you're jumping on my page now, Andy. Come on, man.
Go ahead, man. Keep going. So what's your expectation for the 49ers then? Because I think we both feel like Trey Lance could fail. So what happens with the 49ers?
I think Jimmy G gets the starting job by week 6 or 7, honestly. Yeah. I mean, he's sitting there making bank. He's sitting there all collecting all of his money, and he's getting ready to do something. What a tremendous waste of talent. I just don't understand what they're thinking up there, you know? I mean, you've got a proven quarterback. You just got to give him tools. If you want to go with Trey, that's fine. All right, let's see what happens. You know what? Good luck to the kid. Let's see. I don't think the 49ers, they'll make the playoffs, but I don't think they're going to do anything. I don't think they're ready. I don't think it's their time. I really don't. I think we're going to see coming out of the NFC, it's going to be a veteran team, and I think we're coming out of the AFC, it's going to be an upcoming team. And that's
all right, so hang tight.
That's a little teaser for the Super Bowl.
Hey, do me a favor, hang tight. We'll carry you over to the next side because you're too much fun to let you go right after that. So we got to hang tight. We'll keep MISM on the program with us. For those that don't know, that's Mitch in Santa Monica, longtime listener, longtime caller. Great friend of the program. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. We'll be right back. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition, people. Keep it close.
Here's a great way to save money on your prescription medications. If you take Viagra or Cialis, we can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men and women to improve their sexual performance. And now for the price of 2 or 3 pills, you can get nearly 100. There's no need to pay expensive prices for Viagra or Cialis. Call now with your prescription and pay as little as $2 a pill. We offer 24/7 service and always free delivery in confidential packaging. Change your life for the better and have fun. Call Pharmacy Shop 24/7 to get generic versions of Viagra or Cialis for as little as $2 a pill, plus free discreet shipping.
800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. That's 800-709-4409.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this. But you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Welcome back into the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I would be Andy Dorf, Mike Wilson with me as well, hanging out with our good buddy MISM, who calls in from Santa Monica, Mitch in Santa Monica. You can get on the horn too, people, 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's going to be Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. Hey, and I just need you guys to answer a question for me before we get into more of MISM's predictions and us living in his world, because we're just squirrels trying to get a nut with this guy. But at the end of the day, man, how in the hell are your Green Bay Packers coming in to the season all kinds of banged up? No Alan Lazard. You got Bakhtiari out of this game. You got another offensive lineman. What the hell is going on with the physical therapy there in Green Bay, bro? Talk to me, please.
Packers are limping in. Very simple. You know, line has changed by 3.5 points since it opened with the Packers favored, and now the Vikings are laying two. So it's tough, man. You cannot dismiss number 12. And as much as they're limping in, you know, and by the way, I don't think Mason Crosby's foot has seen the football yet. You know, so we don't know what's going on with that either. And I think a big part of the season. A big part of the season is going to rely on Mason Crosby. I'll tell you that much.
How the hell are they injured when none of these guys have played in the preseason? Talk to me. Come on. Like, seriously. There's certain things that are inexplicable. This is something that's inexplicable to me, man. How do you come into the season limping this bad? Come on, dude. Come on, man.
Well, Bakhtiari's been limping for 3 years. Okay, I mean, he does great chugging beers outside. He does great chugging a couple beers at the Bucks games. But come on now, once it's time for the NFL, I don't know what's wrong with the guy. I mean, we love him, but we just got to get him healthy. And I don't know, man. This is what I'm talking about. The luck, the thing about football. I mean, there's a lot of guys around the league that go down. The Packers are limping in, but we're going into Minnesota. It's a divisional game. It's a huge game. I can't remember like a bigger opening day. I mean, it's bigger than opening like against the Bears. You know what I mean? Even though the Bears is a bigger rivalry. This is a huge game, and no one really knows. You know, are the Vikings going to be for real? And what's up with it with number 12? You know, where's his head at? You know, or is,
well, hey, hold on,
how much, how many mushrooms has he eaten today?
Okay, but so hold on a sec here, and I want Mike to jump in here with this conversation. I said to you, you know, about the Trey Lance situation, and we're all on the same page. So Mike, you don't need to go and re-say what we've already said. You don't need to restate it because we all feel the same way about that potential situation. But you just made a comment, you know, about number 12. Well, there's a guy on the other side of the field for the Minnesota Vikings, Kirk Cousins, who I'm not exactly like totally thinking this guy is all that in a bag of chips. However, he's pretty capable. He's got a very good wide receivers. They've got a solid running game. Like, I think you got to look out for the Minnesota Vikings a little bit this year. They've been down a little bit over the last couple of years. The Green Bay Packers have owned that division for like a decade. Sooner or later, all good things come to an end. Mike, be honest with me. What do you expect from Kirk Cousins and the Minnesota Vikings this year?
Well, look, Mitch is exactly right. This is a huge game right out the jump for both teams. This is anytime you play a division game, we all know, look, this is a message game, you know, for later in the year when Minnesota has to come to Lambeau. They want to have that confidence. They're like, yeah, we beat these guys out the gate. We can beat them again. And Green Bay wants the same thing. Now, as far as, you know, look, the injuries and, like, you know, how do you come into the season limping like this? You know, football is just one of those sports, or it is the sport where injuries can mean the most, because you can have multiple guys like we have with Green Bay that are banged up, that are limping. But it's part of the game. And Green Bay, as long as they have A-Rod taking snaps, and I don't care what kind of mushrooms or what kind of stuff he's on, I'm always going to be deferential to the MVP. And Kirk Cousins, Dorf, I'm with you on Kirk Cousins. He doesn't exactly strike fear into me, but he is a little bit more than capable of leading his team. So, you know, today it's going to be one of those things where I'm going to be looking at Green Bay and going, okay, is A-Rod just going, all right, this team's on my shoulders, here we go? Or are some of these young players, some of these young receivers not ready for prime time just yet, and is that going to be a continuing problem for Green Bay or not? Look, it's one of the many stories we got going today, but it certainly is one of the biggest or bigger games of the day, because it's a divisional game, and we know the history between these two teams. But I will give the edge to Green Bay simply because of who they have under center.
Yeah, I'm not so sure I'm going to feel the same way when we go through our predictions of what we think happens throughout the day. Okay, so tons of storylines, right? Tom Brady, let's talk this one for a moment. This is a guy that doesn't like to be hit, doesn't like to see the ground very much, missing some important pieces to his offensive line. We've heard the conversation throughout the week where, basically in a nutshell, he's trying to challenge those guys into being better players. I like the way Tom Brady goes about his business, Mitch in Santa Monica and Mike. What say you about Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers making one final run? Because dude's 45. This has to be it, right? Like, it has to be it. This guy can't want to get hit, and this season I feel like he's going to get hit a little bit. So what do you say happens for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Mitch and Santa Monica first?
Well, as much as I hate to say it, I'm selling on TB12 and the Bucs. As much as I am, and I'm one of those very few Packer fans who's a big Tom Brady fan for a number of reasons, but I just don't think he has the tools around him, and I think with maybe some of his personal life things going on, this may not be, this could be the end for him.
If you don't mind,
if you don't mind, Andy, you know,
and if you don't mind me circling back, and I don't want to stay too much on the Vikings, but Kirk Cousins is basically a Derek Carr. And what you're really missing the point with the Vikings is their defense. And that's really what's going to change that team around, with Za'Darius Smith. And you know, that's what you're going to look for today. So, you know, I really think you're missing on really what's happening with the Vikings and all them with that. And it's not necessarily Kirk Cousins, but the defense. Get back to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You know, it's just going to be one. I think they're too old, too many missing tools, and there's a lot more competition coming up right now, including the Green Bay, including the banged up Packers, which basically, you know, doesn't necessarily prove my point, but, you know, you have an Eagle team that's possible. I'm not a Cowboy believer. There's a lot of stuff out there in the NFC that I just don't think Tampa Bay is going to be able to survive it this year.
All right, so I just got to put a little cap on what you said. In a quarterback's league, you're going to tell me that Kirk Cousins isn't important to the Minnesota Vikings and their success. I'm not sure I'm following you here on this. I understand that defense is a part of the game too, but we're talking about a league that is obviously catered around quarterbacks. And if you look at the numbers throughout the years, Kirk Cousins puts up numbers, man. So at the end of the day, he is extremely capable of being a very, very productive quarterback, and he needs to make good decisions in order for his team to win games. Obviously, the defense and the special teams is a part of the game, too. There's three parts to the game. Well, actually, four parts. There's coaching, too. So each of those play a part in what happens on the football field. But in a quarterback's league, I don't understand how you can tell me how that quarterback isn't important in their sense of winning.
Oh.
That's okay, though. I am mad at you. We don't have a lot of time to get back into it. So, just a quick question for you, because we're at the end of this segment, and then Mike and I got to get through the games. Give us your Super Bowl prediction. Let me hear it.
I'm telling you right now, and by the way, I know someone who went to Game 6 of the Milwaukee Bucks NBA Finals in Arizona, and I believe that there's going to be another team from the state of Wisconsin that's going to be going to the state of Arizona. That will be the Green Bay Packers in the Super Bowl playing the Buffalo Bills, and will be winning it. And my friend Andy Dorf will be right there in his hometown. So I have a special guest for you right now. Oh, Linda in Santa Monica.
I'm going to
give you her Super Bowl pick.
I have no Super Bowl picks. I don't care.
Hey, I love it.
Best take of the day.
We got to run. Appreciate you so much, MISM and Linda. Love you guys, man. Have a great day. We got to take a break. We'll come back and go through our picks. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Keep it close, everybody.
Hey, Pack Rat. Yeah, you. Are you moving cross-country and you just don't know who to call? Call us right now. Listen, you've probably seen one of our containers in your neighborhood. But did you know that we can help you move anywhere in the United States? It's real simple. We'll drop a container off at the location you tell us to bring it to. You pack up your valuable possessions at your leisure. They stay safe right in your home. And when you're ready, call us. We'll come and pick up the container and give you a scheduled date of when your furniture and the other possessions will be at your new home. So if you're moving across country or across town, be a Pack Rat. Join the Pack Rat family. Call Pack Rat right now for your free quote. See y'all later, Pack Rats.
Call 800-569-7208. 800-569-7208. 800-569-7208. That's 800-569-7208.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately,
Sadly, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
If you served in the Marine Corps, by now you know about the contaminated water problem at Camp Lejeune. If you were stationed or worked at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1987, you probably have a lot of questions. We have some answers. You could be entitled to compensation. Billions of dollars are being allocated to pay for damages to anyone stationed at Camp Lejeune during that time. Unfortunately, it appears that officials may have known the contaminated water problem existed and did little to protect their men. The Semper Fi Code was not honored. If you or someone in your family has developed a serious illness, including various forms of cancer, call this Camp Lejeune legal support line right now. You can't turn back the clock and change what happened, but you can certainly call right now and learn your rights as a Marine. Here's the number.
800-725-1651. 800-725-1651. That's 800-725-1651. Paid for by Legal Alert Line.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back into the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition, baby. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. Just got done with the man, the myth, the legend that is M-I-S-M, Mitch in Santa Monica, throwing his wife on the horn, Linda, giving us all of his thoughts and opinions about what's going to happen in the NFL, and he's got the Packers playing the Bills in the Super Bowl. Sounds good. I just don't know if it's going to happen. We'll see. I'm not so sure I like the Green Bay Packer part of the equation. I do like the Bills part of the equation, but a lot to be determined on the football field, Mike Wilson, and injuries and health will obviously play a huge role and factor in what may or may not happen throughout the NFL season, brother. Always entertaining talking to that guy, though, hey?
Oh, absolutely. It's always entertaining listening to Mitch in Santa Monica. We kind of circled the wagons back to Buffalo there on Thursday night, and you just have to be impressed with Josh Allen. I mean, he's given us plenty to be impressed with so far in terms of his talent, the way he's grew since he was drafted out of Wyoming. But the way he just approached the game on Thursday was very businesslike. He was always in the huddle, on the sidelines, up in his not like in his teammates' face, but just kept encouraging them. And he showed some leadership skills, there on Thursday night. And Buffalo's defensive line, they got big. They got some big dudes on that defensive line. I think that's going to be a big determining factor for them, because they got home to the quarterback quite a bit on Thursday night. If they keep that
seven
up,
times they sacked him,
you keep doing that, and you give Josh Allen, that offense, more opportunities to put points on the board. The rest of the league is in some serious trouble, and the Buffalo Bills put the rest of the league on notice for sure. Now San Francisco, I expect San Francisco to win today. Whether it's bad weather or not, they're going to be able to run the ball. They'll feed Debo Samuel plenty of times today, get him involved. Chicago's just lost too much offense. Justin Fields, and everybody's still high on Justin Fields. He has to show some progression here. He has to show that he's been spending time in the classroom, on film and all that kind of stuff, and start making some plays. But he's going to be hampered simply because he doesn't have the horses around him. And, we talked with Mitch in Santa Monica about, TB12 and Tom Brady and Tampa Bay. My thoughts are kind of similar to Mitch in Santa Monica. Like, you lose a couple offensive linemen like they got. They lost some other talent on offense. Gronk, his safety blanket for the last, 20 years, whatever it's been, is not there right now. I mean, there's a lot of people think he'll come back at some point in the season. I'm not so sure with that. I think Gronk might actually be done with football. And then we talk about losing talent. Sounds like Brady's lost some talent at home as well. And so there's nothing you can put on, having some personal upheaval like he is apparently or supposedly happening in his personal life that can affect him. And he's human just like everybody else. So that whole part of his life is not copacetic. So, then you got the whole Deshaun Watson thing. You got Tua in Miami. And here's my thing, Dorf. Here's a question for you. Are the Chargers getting too much love? Are they getting too much hype? Because it's kind of like Texas A&M. They get all this hype, but they haven't done anything. And until they do something, they haven't done it, right? So
yeah, no, I agree.
I like the Chargers myself, but there's a part of me, Dorf, that I'm like, you can't anoint, the Chargers before they've done anything, and they haven't. So it's kind of a wait and see thing with me with the Chargers and Justin Herbert. I mean, I love Herbert. He's done well so far since he's been in the league. But you actually have to do it on the field, and make the playoffs, and make a run, and show your worth in pressure situations.
I agree. All right. Speaking of worth and pressure situations, let's break down these games today, brother. Saints and Falcons. I think this is going to be relatively one-sided. However, you just never know. Week one, things can happen. I think the Saints are going to be a good football team. I'm going with the Saints to get the win on the road week one against the Falcons. What say you?
No, I'm right there with you. I mean, anything can happen, but Atlanta is Atlanta right now, and it's not a good situation. So I'm going to take Jameis and the Saints on the road.
We've already talked about this game quite a bit, so I think we can run through this one fast. 49ers and Bears in sloppy conditions, two young quarterbacks. I guess I'm going to go with the 49ers, but I'm telling you, man, I see this going bad for them in a lot of ways. So I would not be shocked if the Bears come out with this victory today, but I guess I'll go with Trey Lance and the 49ers week one, but I don't feel comfortable with this, Mike.
See, I think you and I are going to be on the same page with San Francisco all year. I think, and Mitch brought this up, look, it's, you're going with an unproven quality guy here, so we'll see what happens, but I think San Francisco has enough talent to win today.
Steelers and Bengals. Bengals, obviously, we know what they did last year, maybe a little bit ahead of schedule, to be honest with you. I think that they take care of business, though, against a Steeler team that obviously has Mitch Trubisky leading them, just waiting for Kenny Pickett to get the call sooner or later at the end of the day. And I think the Steelers may struggle out of the gates a little bit because of that, looking in the rearview mirror a little bit, if you know what I mean. I'm going with the Bengals to win at home.
Yeah, I'm going to pick the Bengals as well. I think it's going to be a closer game than people think. I think Pittsburgh's going to come fired up, but look, this is the first home game of the season for the Bengals, who were just in the Super Bowl. There's going to be a lot of juice in that stadium today, and I think the Bengals are going to be up to the task, and I think they win, but I think it's closer than people think.
Eagles playing the lie downs. Do they lie down week one of the season? Jalen Hurts, a ton to prove. People really high on this kid. I've always liked him. I think he's a winner. Jared Goff there in D-Town. I think they're going to struggle once again. I think if the Eagles are going to make that move and be a team that we're talking about in the NFC East, they have to get a victory week one on the road in Detroit. I'm taking the Eagles and Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, I'll take the Eagles as well. I mean, this is, if you're that team, and Philly's kind of like that team, like the Chargers. Now, Philly made the playoffs and everything, but I mean, there's a lot of hype surrounding them. But I think this is one of those games, if you're going to live up to the hype and start something special, you have to do it against a team like Detroit, and I think they will.
Speaking of special, maybe something special brewing in Miami with the Dolphins, Tua, Tyreek, Waddle. They've got a lot of pieces. They've got a lot of talent. And that's why I think they're going to beat the New England Patriots week one out of the gates. And Miami is really good in the month of September. Very tough to go there and play in those conditions. A lot of humidity. Kind of takes teams by storm a little bit the first month of the season. Look at their record over the seasons. Week one, first month of the season, the Dolphins are incredibly good. I like the Dolphins and that new high-powered offense to get it done against the Patriots.
Right. I'm going to take my Dolphins as well today. The pieces are there. The excuses are done in terms of my book with Tua. With New England, look – The questions around who's running the offense and all that, those are legit big questions because, you know, you have a young, decent quarterback. You don't want to screw that up. But if you have questions about who's really running the offense, who's calling the plays, that can add to the, I don't know, just a bad situation brewing up there in New England. But I'll take Miami today.
All right, Ravens and Jets. I think Lamar is going to have an unbelievable season, bro. He wants money. He wants to get paid. And at the end of the day, he's going to, whether they tag him or give him money eventually, they will. But he's looking at like 46 plus million a year. I think the Ravens are on a mission. Look out for the Ravens this year. We're kind of not talking about them enough. Ravens winning big on the road at the Jets today.
Oh, I think the Ravens control is from the opening tap. Zach Wilson is not there for the Jets. Lamar's going to run all over the place today. The Jets have had a couple of great drafts in a row, but it's still young talent. They still haven't done anything, and Lamar's going to be out to prove to the owners of Baltimore that he's worth $250-plus million.
Jags and Commanders. I'm taking the Commanders. Carson Wentz leading the way there. Trevor Lawrence in his second season. I think he's going to struggle once again. And I don't think the Commanders are all that bad. So I'm taking the Commanders at home.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Commanders for the exact same reasons that you mentioned. I think Carson Wentz finds himself in Washington. And it could be something special, but I think the NFC East comes down between the Commanders and Philly.
All right, we got to cruise through these, man. We're in warp speed now. Browns and Panthers, yep. This is significant because obviously Baker playing against his old squad. And I think that plays a huge factor. He's going to have to keep his emotions in check. With that being said, I think the Panthers get it done at home. They're not a bad football team. The Browns aren't a bad football team. This is going to be competitive. This is going to be a fun one. I'm taking the Panthers at home.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Panthers for the same reasons as you, Christian McCaffrey. Look out when he's healthy. It's deadly. But, yeah, Baker's going to get his revenge.
Speaking of another running back that can be deadly, Colts playing the Texans, Jonathan, he's going to be tough, man. Jonathan Taylor's going to be all over the place. So look out for that kid. Look out for the Colts. I think the Colts get it done against the Texans.
I think the Colts roll in there, and I think they kind of steamroll the Texans today.
Giants and Titans. This is going to be a theme here right now. I think the Titans roll pretty big against the Giants as well. Although, look out for Saquon Barkley to have somewhat of a comeback season, Mike.
I'm hoping he has somewhat of a comeback season. He's a fun back to watch. He's huge. His legs are the size of tree stumps. But, you know, today Tennessee gets the win at home.
Packers and Vikes. I think the Packers are going to struggle, man. Just too many freaking injuries. I'm taking the Vikings at home week one against the Pack and just kind of humbling the Green Bay Packers a little bit.
You know what? I'm going to take your Pack in an upset today. I think they find a way to win. I think Minnesota doesn't exactly live up to what they think they are right now. And anytime you got A-Rod, you know, like I said earlier, I'm going to defer to him. But I know it'll be a struggle, but I think Green Bay ekes this one out.
Chiefs and Cardinals. Patrick, my homie, coming into town to whoop up on the Cardinals, baby. I got the Chiefs all day, brother.
Yeah, I got the Chiefs all day. My son will be at the game with his mother, so he's all excited to see my homie. But him and I both agree, KC might be rolling in this one.
Real quick, Raiders and Chargers. I'm taking the Chargers at home, and I expect fireworks in this one, bro.
I expect fireworks as well, but I'm going to hang with the Raiders on this one.
Bucks and Cowboys, man. I'm going to take the Bucks on the road. Tampa Tom, going to keep that composure against the Cowboys. What say you?
There is no way I'm rooting for the Cowboys, Dor. TB12 all day.
And then the Broncos on Monday night beating the Seahawks. What say you?
Oh, Denver all day.
All right, we got to take a break. We got through it, baby. Keep it close. Coming up is Parting Shots here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. We'll be right back, baby.
No offense, but are you a little fat when you look in the mirror? How would you like to learn the secrets to lose 3 to 5 pounds a week easily without joining the gym or going through any crazy diets? It's called Body Sculpt by MedDiet. For the last 2 decades, we've been helping people just like you that have pounds they want to shed. We've helped millions of people lose thousands and thousands of pounds over the years. And now it's your turn. Learn the secrets of how to lose weight with one simple phone call. You'll see an amazing difference in a matter of days. Don't believe us. We'll offer you a money-back guarantee. If you're ready to start losing weight right now, call right now to learn more about your risk-free order to Body Sculpt.
Call for your risk-free offer. 800-738-5332. 800-738-5332. 800-738-5332. That's 800-738-5332.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654. How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-514-0521. 800-514-0521. That's 800-514-0521.
Welcome back in for the final time today here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I would be Andy Dorf. He is Mike Wilson. And at this time, we do what we call parting shots. Before we do that, though, got to remind you people, you can always follow us and check us out. For Mike, look him up on Twitter. It's Pigskin Opinion. Check me out on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports. Check us out on Facebook. We're going to have a ton of great posts for you to dive into and interact with us and fans all over the world, to be honest with you, on there. So it's awesome stuff. That's Dorf on Sports. IG, it would be the real Dorf on Sports. Mike Wilson, it's parting shot time, my friend. You are up.
Hey, it is week one of the NFL season. It's a great time of year for all sports fans, football fans. But today, everybody should take a moment and remember what happened on this date 21 years ago. It's hard to believe that 9/11 was 21 years ago and just the tragedy and that happened. Everybody should take a moment, bow their head, and just thank God that you weren't affected in a way that so many were.
No, very well said. Obviously, thoughts, prayers, hearts go out to those that were affected by this terrible, tragic day in our history. And yeah, good to point that out. I noticed on the U.S. Open court on Saturday that they had the 9/11/01 out there. So yeah, that's on everyone's hearts and thoughts and minds, as well as week one.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.